Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. The show that keeps you updated with what's happening in the world of royalty, from the British royal family through to the aristocracy, and current events from around the royal world.
Hello, and welcome to Right Royal Roundup. I'm Carolyn Cash, and coming up later on today's show, the American President and First Lady arrived for a state visit, D-Day 75th anniversary commemorations, including King George VI's speech, King Juan Carlos retires, and Princess Madeleine launches her book, so stay tuned.
Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. Now crossing live to the throne.
United States President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump arrived in the United Kingdom for a three-day state visit from Monday the 3rd of June. The Prince of Wales and the Duchess of Cornwall greeted the President and the First Lady when Marine One landed in the gardens at Buckingham Palace. Both the UK and the US national anthems were played before a royal salute, followed by President Trump and Prince Charles inspecting the Guard of Honour. Following lunch, the Queen and other members of the royal family escorted their guests around exhibition items from the royal collection, which celebrates the enduring relationship between the United Kingdom and the United States. Items included photographs and documents from King George VI and Queen Elizabeth's visit to the United States in 1939, when President Roosevelt played host in Washington and New York. The Duke of York accompanied the President and Mrs. Trump to Westminster Abbey, where they laid a wreath at the grave of the unknown warrior. Then Prince Charles and the Duchess of Cornwall played host when the President and the First Lady visited their official London residence at Clarence House. The first day finished off with a state banquet in the ballroom at Buckingham Palace, where both Queen Elizabeth and President Trump gave speeches. However, it was a very busy week, as Queen Elizabeth also met the newly elected Prime Minister of Australia, who brought a gift in a red bag. You can read more about the Queen meeting Scott Morrison on our website at rightroyalroundup.com.au with this week's show.
On Right Royal Roundup, time now for a British royal family update. News and views from Buckingham Palace.
Queen Elizabeth and the Prince of Wales joined the US President and the First Lady at a national commemorative event to mark the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings at South Sea Common in Portsmouth on Wednesday, the 5th of June 2019. Heads of state whose countries were involved in the campaign, including Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, also attended and gave speeches. The commemorations included musical performances and veterans sharing their stories of this historic day. The Queen made a speech thanking all those who had participated in the landings as the commemorations drew to a close. The Queen bid the President and the First Lady an official farewell at Portsmouth before they flew home to the United States. The Duke of Cambridge visited the National Memorial Arboretum in Staffordshire, where he delivered King George VI's rousing speech to the nation, which was made on the day of the 1944 invasion. You can read the transcript of King George VI's speech on our website at rightroyalroundup.com.au with this week's show. Prince Harry wore his Blues and Royals uniform when he attended Founders Day at the Royal Hospital Chelsea in London. He met D-Day veterans and Chelsea pensioners and said he was honoured to be in the presence of 46 World War II veterans, including six who participated in the Normandy landing. The Founders Day parade commemorates King Charles II founding the Royal Hospital in 1681 for retired military veterans. Later that evening, the Duchess of Cambridge took the salute at beating retreat of the massed bands of the Household Division on Horse Guards Parade in London. Over 3,000 Australians participated in the D-Day landings, playing a small but significant role serving under British command. The D-Day landings were the first step of the Allied forces' efforts to liberate Europe from Nazi Germany.
For any royal information heard on today's show, check us out at rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Get King George VI and Prime Minister Winston Churchill wanted to see the D-Day landings firsthand aboard one of the Royal Navy ships. However, there was a concern that a bomb, torpedo or mine could hit the ships, leading to one or both being killed. As a result, King George rather reluctantly decided he should stay in Britain and wrote to Winston Churchill on the 31st of May 1944, urging him to do the same. King George wrote another letter to Winston Churchill on the 3rd of June, who still seemed determined to go, to reconsider asking him, quote, "most earnestly to consider the whole question again and not let your personal wishes, which I very well understand, lead you to depart from our own high standard of duty to the state," end of quote. Winston Churchill was not very happy about this and grudgingly gave way to the King's wishes in a letter dated the 3rd of June and agreed not to go to the Normandy beaches. However, within 2 weeks, Winston Churchill crossed the Channel to inspect the landing sites and arrived on the 12th of June. Ground Forces Commander-in-Chief, General Bernard Montgomery, met Winston Churchill upon arrival and also met King George when he arrived 4 days later. General Montgomery gave an update as he explained how the battle was progressing.
Visit Right Royal Roundup on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup. Or you can check out our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.
According to Spanish newspaper El País, King Juan Carlos will no longer be making any more official appearances. The report says King Juan Carlos, who celebrated his 81st birthday earlier this year, has officially informed his son, King Felipe VI, he will retire from public life from the 2nd of June, which will be the 5th anniversary since his abdication of the Spanish throne. He will no longer attend official events or carry out official duties. According to a statement from La Zarzuela Palace, King Juan Carlos believes the time has arrived to retire from public life and to withdraw from special cultural events and award ceremonies. He had planned to retire since his 80th birthday last year, following the Spanish Constitution in Congress's 40th anniversary in 2018. King Juan Carlos had played an important role in the transition to democracy, and his reign had coincided with an era when Spain enjoyed its greatest democratic and economic prosperity. King Juan Carlos was forced to abdicate on the 2nd of June in 2014 due to poor health and following a public backlash following a controversial hunting expedition in Botswana. An embezzlement scandal involving his daughter, the Infanta Cristina, and her husband, Iñaki Urdangarin, known as the Nuez case, certainly didn't help when King Juan Carlos was at the lowest point of his career. However, the Infanta Cristina was later acquitted in the Nuez case on the 17th of February 2017. Meanwhile, King Juan Carlos has still carried out official engagements and travelled on official visits, mostly for cultural purposes, including Cuban dictator Fidel Castro's funeral. However, Queen Sofia will continue carrying out official duties despite her husband's retirement.
For any royal information heard on today's show, check us out at rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Princess Madeleine has finally launched her first book, Stella and the Secret, at a children's museum in Stockholm on Tuesday the 4th of June 2019. The book was co-authored with Mari Oskarsson and Karini Gustafsson-Texiera and illustrator Stina Lokvist, and was published in cooperation with the World Childhood Foundation. Her mother, Queen Sylvia, founded the charity in 1999 to help children who are abandoned, abused or neglected, with Princess Madeleine as a board member. World Childhood Foundation provides vital resources, mentor programs and legal services to children across the globe. Stella and the Secret is about a 9-year-old girl who deals with issues relating to integrity, confidence and self-esteem after she moves with her family from New York to Sweden. It also focuses on children being able to tell the difference between a good and a bad secret and learning to say no to something they don't want to do. She has used the name Madeleine Bernadotte on the cover rather than Princess Madeleine. Princess Madeleine currently lives in Miami, Florida with her husband, Christopher O'Neill, and their 3 children, Princess Leonor, Prince Nicholas, and Princess Adrian. The princess has said reading is an important part of their development and reads to her children increasingly as they grow older. Leonora is 5, and she thinks it's a lot of fun to read books together, and Nicholas enjoys it too. However, the book is only available in Swedish. That's all we have for this week. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to your company again next week.
You've been listening to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. Tune in next week for more of the latest royal news from around the world. And don't forget to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup, or visit our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.